Well, updating a story that we reported on right after the new year broke is a job for Scott Wright, who joins us from Middleton, Wisconsin. He's on the line from the branch chief office of disease investigations at the USGS National Wildlife Health Center. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, is your phone ringing off the hook from the stories of, first of all, the Arkansas red-winged blackbird deaths, and now we've got more deaths in Louisiana, and there's reports of mass animal die-offs just sort of proliferating. I'm wondering how you deal with a situation like this.
Well, we are getting lots of phone calls, that's true, and media requests and emails and all sorts of things. I think the thing that's sort of interesting about this is that it's pretty common, I hesitate to say normal for us in the sense that wildlife die-offs occur all the time, every year and year after year. These have taken on a special interest, perhaps because of some of the circumstances involved in the Arkansas die-off, but otherwise, you know, it looks probably bigger than it is because there's just a sequential reporting of things that aren't related but give the appearance of being related. So it is interesting times.
Well, help me out with one fact. I mean, and of course, 5,000 birds, if they fell in my neighborhood, even as a little kid, I think I would remember that for the rest of my life.
Absolutely.
But thousands of red-winged blackbirds fell dead early on New Year's Eve in Arkansas. We talked to someone who said it's probably related to fireworks, but then there's more deaths. So obviously it had nothing to do with fireworks. Sort that out for me.
The information that we have from the folks in Arkansas, which have just done a stellar job, is that this event occurred in a very short period of time, roughly 30 to 45 minutes, right around New Year's Eve, dead birds were then picked up the next morning. And the estimates range from 3,000 to 5,000. We have heard about some explosions that occurred, loud noises, rather, we don't know there was explosion, but very loud noises that we hypothesize have alarmed the birds and caused them to fly off their roost and then hit buildings and homes and so forth.
Of course, fireworks could have nothing to do with 40,000 crabs washing up in England on Wednesday, right?
Indeed.
No. Or what about the 100,000 dead drumfish in the Arkansas River?
Right. I know. These are all incidents that have popped up as a result of, I think, increased interest, but they aren't related, and they do occur every year in all sorts of species, birds and mammals and fishes all around the globe.
And, you know, we hear a lot about seaborne, you know, die-offs, partly because of the way they manifest themselves on beaches. Is the fact that bird die-offs are relatively unusual and manifesting themselves in this kind of dramatic drop out of the sky that perhaps is driving this a little bit?
I think so. This is unusual because of the circumstances. But again, the die-offs of birds across the nation is really not unusual.
All right. So, but if people were to die off in the thousands, that would be a story, right?
You bet.
All right. Thank you. Scott Wright, Branch Center of Disease Investigations at the USGS National Wildlife Health Center. Talking about the normalcy of mass die-offs around the world, including those red-winged blackbirds that fell dead on the sky on New Year's Eve in Arkansas. Thanks so much, Scott.
Thank you.